Well, folks, welcome to one more edition of Politics and Radamick. Berto is your host. Thank you so kindly for being part of the show. We're going to have a great show for you today. Anyhow, welcome aboard, Julie Van Asdal, the first one to type something in the screen. Welcome aboard. Good afternoon from Lakeville, Minnesota. Michael Rodnin, Ethiopia, 1,900 people killed in massacres in Tigray. Identified war crimes in progress, hidden out of view. This is a horror. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. I was completely in the blind on that, Michael. I'd looked that up. Michael Rodnin also says, they told us not to resist. Sexual violence pervades Ethiopia's war. Rape is being used as a weapon as fighting rages in remote parts of Tigray region. Even if we had shouted, one woman said, there was no one to listen. Michael Rodnin also says, two bullets is enough. What is that about? ABC New National World News. I don't know what that is about. BBC has followed up for after the show. Disturbing images. It's still of Ethiopia. Welcome aboard, Bridge MCP. Yes, Ashley did a little meme today. Remember I said that she's doing some work for us now? And she wrote up a little meme today and threw it out on the... She was playing with Canva, which is one of our meme generators. And she was playing with it. And she just said, hey, Dad, check out what I put out there. Kind of loved it. Say, oh, cool, nice, great. Let's see. So thank you for noticing that, Bridge MCP. She gets a kick when people say, I like what your little daughter did. Deborah John from LA. Welcome aboard, Bridge MCP. Yes, another CP kill. Let's talk about that. Nanette Bird Smith. Howdy. Look, yes. Another Capitol Police was assassinated today. Noah Green is the name of the person. We don't know too much about him yet. But again, it's sad what is happening in this country where we have the copycats, insurrection instigated by a former president. I should say a former evil president. That is completely sad. But I want us to start realizing the genesis of a lot of our problems. Wasn't Donald Trump exacerbated it? Definitely so. Donald Trump made it vogue. Donald Trump made it easy. Donald Trump made it shameless. In other words, people can do bad things now and feel no shame about it. That is where we are at today. There was a time when people were... That inside they had feelings of prejudice that, yes, it would what Donald Trump did, which I think is a favor, was brought that to the forefront, brought that to the top so that we could deal with it. No, that's not the reason he brought it. He brought it not for us to deal with it. He brought it out for us to just go ahead and hate each other. I think it was important to bring it out. Why do I think it's important to bring it out? Because only when we see what we feel and when we see what we feel was necessarily unjustified, we can start making amends and start talking about how do we change that. Welcome aboard, Ayan Mohammed Abdirahman. Welcome aboard. Thank you so kindly for being here with us today. Daniel Lado, he calls Trump evil and then wants to be taken seriously. Trump is evil. Trump is the instantiation of evil. Trump has no heart. Trump caused the death of over 400,000 Americans because of an election that he wanted to win at all costs, at the cost of the lives of people. That's evil. That's instantiated evil. Evil that he actually brought forth. So yes, Donald Trump is a bona fide evil person. But the thing about it is he didn't start the evil. He didn't. The evil has always been there. He has simply made it vogue. He has simply made it okay. He has simply made it that you can project your evilness without feeling any guilt, without feeling any shame. You know, the staunchest racist in the day would not go out there and display it against Asians or anybody else. They were scared to do that because it wasn't vogue. But once he made that evil could be projected without taking any severe consequences, once he made it so, then they came, the roaches came out of the woodworks. The roaches came out. You got the insurrection. A lot of people thought, oh, that's bad, that's bad. I personally think that's good. Because in as much as I think Donald Trump is irredeemable in Hillary Clinton's nomenclature, he is, what is the word that Hillary used against people? Not unbearables. He is one of the unredeemable. I don't remember the word that she used. But most people are not what she said, but Donald Trump is. Because he doesn't have a core. Because he does not have a core. So let deplorables. Thank you very much, Breeze MCP. Donald Trump is the deplorable. Most of the people that Hillary Clinton called deplorables were simply confused, misinformed, ill-informed, having the belief, thank you as well, Nanette Birdsmith, having the belief that somehow the other was a problem for them. And what we have is Donald Trump is the one. Thank you, Ayan Mohammed Abdridang. Actually, it is Donald Trump, the one that is deplorable. Okay, I got some more info from, let's see, Julie Van Assel says, don't watch the video in Trigre, Egberto, it's devastating. Oh, wow. Egberto, yes, that was a follow-up on the same topic from ABC article. The soldiers can be heard in the footage urging one another not to waste bullets, to use the minimum amount needed to kill and make sure none of the group were left. Oh, my God. Wow. Let's see. Preach, Daniel Lado, I think I said that. Egberto, did you see how quick the Capitol Police killed the man who rammed his vehicle into the barricade security at the Capitol? He was a black man. I don't know. I think originally they said he was a white guy that actually went into the Capitol. I don't know. Do you know for his name is Noah Green. I don't know what his race was, but initially they said it was a white guy. But we'll see thereafter. I know they said he was that he mentioned Islam on his Facebook, but Islam is not a color thing. Islam is a religion. Daniel Lado, Trump didn't give a damn about people when he downplayed coronavirus result. 500,000 dead. Yeah, and you know, Burks came out and said it. Burks came out and said, I think I have the video, actually. I don't think I have the video queued, but maybe I should play that video again because I think Burks made a very important statement when she said it. In fact, I have the video right here. Let's listen to Deborah Burks, okay?
The life-saving and record-breaking vaccines that Dr. Fauci oversaw were a giant success for the doctors, for science, and for the world. But remember, a vaccine does nothing for the patient on the table. In this case, the hundreds of thousands who perished before science could save them.
When you look at your data now and you think, okay, had we mitigated earlier, had we actually paused earlier and actually done it, how much of an impact do you think that would have made?
Well, I look at it this way. The first time we have an excuse, there were about 100,000 deaths that came from that original surge. All of the rest of them, in my mind, could have been mitigated or decreased substantially. We took the lessons we had learned from the moment. That's what bothers me every day. And that's why I have to be able to process this and understand this. Because, like you said, in the post-mortem, we have to come out of this and learn how to do it better the next time.
Exactly. What she is saying. All these dead people, the 100,000, we're still learning about what's going on. We're still learning how to mitigate it. We don't know if masks works. We do know. But you know what? In Japan, they always knew masks work. In New Zealand, they did. And they did it. So in New Zealand, you can live your life naturally. In Australia, you can live your life naturally. But because of our incompetent, it's not that Trump was incompetent, it's that he was evil. He wanted everything to seem normal as he campaigned for re-election, because if he knew if the government had to restrict people, it would have had an effect on the economy, and we all know it's the economy, stupid. Little did he know that it's not only the economy, it's keeping us safe, stupid, with the best economy that we could have. But Donald Trump went ahead and he sacrificed 400,000 plus Americans because he didn't want to do the right thing. And in the process, he went ahead and caused the spread of a disease that need not had to be spread. Okay, Trump is a clinical narcissist. Bridge MCP, you have that right. Ayan Mohammed says the evil lifted him. Yes, I can't with modern media. It's very tough. Michael says Egberto, hate crimes under Trump's time in office went to highs not seen in decades. Yeah, because they finally had somebody that they knew they had no consequences from doing things. And Daniel Ledo said, apparently you have no shame in wild accusations. Wild accusations are not the same as fact-based assertions. And what I gave was not a fact, was not a wild accusation. It was a fact-based assertion. Different, sir. Different, different, different. Eric, I don't know who you mean by they're both bad. I don't know who's the second person that's bad. Bridge MCP says, FB comments are not showing up, but showing in YouTube. Have to constantly refresh. You know how the FB API can be sometimes iffy. I work with a company called Restream. Restream.io is the organization that streams us to all the different networks. Michael Rodden says, something's wrong with FB's chat. Have to refresh to see comments. I'm sorry, guys. I have little control. Dr. Burks, there were about 100,000 deaths that came from the original surge. All the rest of them, in my mind, could have been mitigated or decreased substantially. Absolutely true. Paul Fleming checking in. ATL, great, my brother. 12:59 is your check-in time this time. That's okay. We still love you. Paul Fleming says, U.S. Capitol officer dies today after a madman runs into barricade. Rump didn't give a you-know-what exactly right. Michael Rudnick, if we in the U.S. wore masks, all of us, while outside, the pandemic would have been over and done with here in under a month. That's a scientific fact. Thank you for pointing that out, Michael Rudnick. If you're not spreading the disease, it burns out by definition, because the person containing that disease either dies or they are cured. Thank you very much for that assertion. The man they show on the stretch appears to be black. He was topless, shoeless. Oh, okay. Then I'll take your word at that, Deborah John. Julie Van Asdel, Egberto Willis, have you heard of Glenn Kirshner? He has petitioned going in all 50 states to hold Trump and his cronies responsible for many of the COVID deaths. That would be great. I would sign on to it immediately. Instead, the right-wing bubble spurred by Trump turned mask wearing into a culture war. It was such a silly thing. And unfortunately, because of our deficient educational system on the high school level, on the elementary school level, I mean, I got to this country in 1979. We were tops in 1979. When progressivism, liberalism was moving forward, we were the top of everything. We were moving forward. And then the Powell Manifesto was effected by Ronald Reagan. And we took civics out of school. We taught people that they were less intelligent than they really were. And as people learned to forget about critical thinking, then as directed by the Cato Institute and the Heritage Foundation, we could tell people anything and they believed it. Just tell them anything and they believed it. Because of places like the Heritage Foundation. We made a large percentage of Americans dumb, and another percentage of Americans, they're not at all dumb, but they know how to use the dumb ones. I hate to say that because I don't normally talk like that, but in these times, it is so true. It is so true. And that's why we don't call our brothers and sisters dumb. We just call them uninformed. And what we want to do, those of you that listen to me, let's just spread the good word. Let's make sure to to cater and go where they are and bring them into the fold. Donald has always been worse than pathetic and deplorable, according to Lawrence Sims. Welcome aboard, Lawrence Sims. Donald didn't want the responsibility, just the power, and avoiding going to court and possibly prison. Well, I think he will ultimately be going to prison, because as time goes on, we're finding out that this insurrection was really also a conspiracy of probably two or three groups put together wanting to do things. And I think we're eventually going to tie it to several people close to the White House. Donald Trump would continue to maintain his deniability, what you call plausible deniability. And I'm pretty sure he can get away with the plausible deniability, but a lot more is going to come to pass. Carl Cox, please read my chats. Carl Cox, where's your chats, Carl? I don't see any more chats from you, brother Carl. Let's see, I scrolled up. I don't see anything from you, but anyway, I'll see if I see any more coming down. Bridge MCP, yep, I'm refreshing over a few minutes when I can see comment that I want to or reply to. Carl Cox, I don't see your chart. Please repeat the link. Who are you speaking to, Carl? Oh, that's AVQ. Let's see, Bridge MCP, I don't see your so that's probably what's happening, Carl. Your comment's just not coming over. All kids in our schools wear masks as it is the rule. Eric Hayes, you're here in Kingwood with me. I didn't realize that it was official. I went to the to Kingwood Parks. There are a lot of kids not wearing masks at Kingwood Parks. A lot of them were wearing masks, but quite a few weren't wearing masks. Carl Cox, I've already sent two. Carl, it seems like you are on, you are on YouTube. Make sure that YouTube is not holding your message back, because we're not seeing the messages that you're talking about, Carl. Maybe rephrase them so that it doesn't think it's blocked or something. Bridge resend. Poseidon001, welcome aboard. You gotta play, I don't know what GTA 5 RP is, but Poseidon Twitch. Okay. Clinton is who I said. Clinton had problems. He had you know what kind of problems. I won't doubt that at all, but at least he tried to help people. He wasn't a blowhard like Matt Gaetz. Anyway, let's go ahead and get started with Matt Gaetz. Oh, first of all, what's the program about today? The program today is Biden dares Republicans, Jen Psaki truth slaps reporter, Matt Gaetz sexcapades, tax the rich. Now, let's go ahead and start the program with Hayes, with Gaetz. Let's see what he has to say. Anybody remembers the Pizzagate conspiracy theory? It was that theory as they explained it in Wikipedia. Pizzagate is this debunked conspiracy theory that went viral during the 2016 United States presidential election. You remember that guy that went down and he shot up a place because he thought Democrats were somehow into drinking kids' blood and child trafficking in kids. All these crazy things that Republicans have made up on Democrats. And we all sit down and think, are they crazy? Do they really believe that? Well, you know, we talk a whole lot about projection. And by the way, this story is not, this is a real story about Matt Gaetz, but it's more about the ineptitude about the Republican Party, because they have devolved into such a mess that everything they do now just breaks projection. I mean, it was the Democrats messing with the kids that they thought and doing all these bad things. Well, look at what has happened with Matt Gaetz. The story just keeps getting worse and worse. A Justice Department investigation. To Representative, according to the New York Times, Matt Gaetz and an indicted Florida politician is focusing on their involvement with multiple women who were recruited online for sex and received cash payments, according to people close to the investigation. But here's the kicker. The authorities have also investigated whether other men connected to Gaetz and Mr. Greenberg had sex with a 17-year-old, Two of the people said Matt Gaetz, 38, was elected to Congress in 2016. The Times has reviewed, this is the funny part, the Times has reviewed receipts from Cash App, a mobile payment app, and Apple Pay that show payments from Mr. Gaetz and Mr. Greenberg to one of the women and a payment from Mr. Greenberg to a second woman. The women told their friends that the payments were for sex with two men, according to two people familiar with the conversations. In the encounter during 2019 and 2020, Mr. Gates and Mr. Greenberg instructed the women to meet at certain times and places, often at hotels around Florida, and would tell them the amount of money they were willing to pay according to the messages and interviews. One person said that the men also paid in cash sometimes, withdrawn from a hotel ATM. Some of the men and women took ecstasy, an illegal mood-altering drug, before having sex, including Mr. Gates, two people familiar with the encounters said. This is the law and order party. This is a party of morality. This is the party. Look, the truth is, I don't care what Gates does. Now, with a 17-year-old, that is horrendous. But we don't go and micromanage people's lives. But like I've said so many times on our show, projection can be a you-know-what. Because as we're seeing right now, all the things that Republicans continue to attempt to paint Democrats and progressives with, it really turns out they're painting them with all their own sins. As progressives, Democrats try to move the country forward, these guys live in a world of make-believe, in a world of you-know-what. And we have to remember, you know, but how, you know, these guys, how smart can they be? It's so hard to try to keep Trump in power so that these things would stay under the rug. Think about this. How smart can you be to use Cash App, Apple Pay, a traceable cash withdrawal from an ATM from a hotel? They're not very smart. Oh, Carl Cox, I see what's happening. Your messages are getting held up by YouTube. Let me go ahead and see if I can do anything here. Let's see if that one will show. I just did a show on one to see if it'll come through. I have two different panels open. One is a panel with all the different things. And by the way, if you're listening and you want to send a message, if you're on YouTube, I'll see all your messages on the YouTube live channel. However, if you want me to see a Facebook message, on facebook.com/politicsdoneright, our actual page where the live video lives. That way I will actually see it. Otherwise, if you put it in all the other places where it's shared, I won't see your message directly. I just tried to share on hide your message, Carl. I don't know if that means it'll pick up, but it's only one of them that I saw to unhide. Let's see if there are any more. I didn't see any more to unhide, Carl, but I would love to do that. I would love to do that. Anyhow, let's see what else is there. Para ver. What time is it? 26. Since I'm going to go ahead and show you Biden and Psaki, and then talk about... No, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and do the two other videos, and then we'll go into my ask. So let's go ahead and talk about Biden. What I love about what Biden is doing, right? Biden is actually, unlike many Democrats, not scared to just go and tell it like it is. I want you to listen to this, and then we'll take it on the other side.
If the Republicans argue that we don't need infrastructure, it need not, they've been talking about the need for it for years now. If the Republicans decide that we need it, but they're not going to pay for it, it's just going to increase the deficit. If the Republicans say the next phase of my plan, we don't need to invest in VA hospitals and keep the sacred obligation we made to so many Americans. If the Republicans say the 400,000 homes and our schools and daycare centers that have lead pipes delivering water to their door, if they say we shouldn't be doing that, what do you think would happen if they found out all the lead pipes were up in the Capitol? And every time they turned on the water fountain. So I think we're going to have a... I think the Republicans' voters are going to have a lot to say about whether we get a lot of this done.
I think the Republican voters, and the Republican voters are already speaking. They're already saying, we want those bridges fixed. We want all those things done. So, you know, it's 70% approval rating on most things so far. 60%, I think, is as low as it goes, which means you have Republican support. So it is, in fact, bipartisan. Ignore the Republican politicians because, all you know, they just support corporate structures and fool the people who vote for them into believing that they do something for them. And what it is, what's our job, my dear listeners, is to point out to our good Republican brothers and sisters that they are constantly being conned. In other words, the reason the country is in such disrepair, the reason the country is in such dire straits educationally and with debt, is not because of Democratic policies. It's because Democrats spend a lot. That's true, because we believe in investing in people. But we also believe in taxing to pay for it. Republicans want to spend a lot as well, but they don't believe in paying for it. They believe in cutting taxes and increasing spending. If you doubt it, read my book, As I See It, Class Warfare, The Only Resort to Right-Wing Doom. It's a fraud that they believe, that they tell you when they say, oh, we don't spend a lot of money, tax and spend. You guys are tax and spend. I'll cop to Democrats being tax and spend. But I will also crop to Republicans being cut taxes and spend. But anyhow, look like I had a lot of messages about Pizzagate that I didn't cover. Pizzagate, by the way, kids are still in cages, and that is a major failing. Some good moves and some bad moves. Look, you're right, Brother Hank Lamb. It is bad that kids are still not in cages the way they were under Donald Trump in an evil manner. We are just trying right now at the border to keep up with the speed that the kids are coming in until we can mitigate that with the HHS. Okay, so HHS has to ramp up, and we don't have a lot of time to ramp up to take care of these thousands of kids that are coming over here. People are saying the wrath that has come on to Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras. It is so bad here. Our kids will die here. We are willing to send them on their own to a foreign land. Hearts hurting. To give them a better life. That's what it's about, and that is who we are. When the pilgrims came over, they were yearning for a better life. Nobody invited them to these shores. They came because they saw these shores as something where they could start over. And that's who we are. That is who America is, and we should not be apologetic for that. We are a land of plenty. We should not be apologetic for that. This isn't where a whole bunch of English people came and conquered and it's theirs. This is a big piece of land with a big amount of resources that if we don't have a capitalist type structure that screws us all, we can all live happy lives, prosperous lives, fruitful lives, lives where we are all making a good living. We're all don't monopolize on anything. Now, it takes time to adjust to the evil that left us behind, Hank Lamb. Give Biden a chance. I'm a Bernie guy, but I'm going to tell you something about what I've seen with Biden. I am so much more impressed with Biden than I thought I would have been. And if you doubt me, listen to the way AOC talks as well. Listen to the way Bernie talks as well. Because he is realizing that what we have to get done. And is he a neoliberal? Yes, he is. But he's a neoliberal who realized that neoliberal failure will crash the entire country. Remember that. Biden is a neoliberal who realized that if he maintains a strict neoliberal path, the country is done. Progressives know that we have to have redistribution of ill-gotten gains. We know that. And that's what Biden has commenced doing. Now, I think we have to do it in a more measured way, but we can't do it with a 50-50 Senate where we have people like I don't want to piss off Manchin too badly, or the woman from Nevada, from Arizona. What's her name? You know who I'm talking about. Anyhow, continuing down, let's see. QAnon peeps, or let's see. They have much proof with him using pay apps. Yeah, exactly right. Egberto is also attached to a fake ID in Florida. Everyone, those are, yeah, I heard that too. No smart cause. Let's see. Julie Van Asdell, just a thought. If the Dems are the child trafficking pedophiles, why are the Republicans that keep getting caught with it? That is so true. That is so true. That is so true. But we don't mean all Republicans, by the way. We mean those. Well, look, when I'm talking about Republicans, I'm not talking about my Republican citizen brothers and sisters. I am talking about politicians. Those are the ones that are doing all this evil. Okay, he's doing as he's told. Wow, man, then he's following very well. And thank you. If Biden is doing as he's told, and what he's told is coming from progressives, I can live with that. Okay, love his mask just dangling. I know, and how he responds. It's perfect response. Perfect response. And for all those things that his mind is going, that his mind doesn't look like it's going at all. Most individual progressives' ideas have supermajority polling support. That is absolutely true. Mostly because progressives' ideas are focused on the needs of the people. That is absolutely true. Tax and spend on the people. Absolutely true. Right? Good excuse. Let's see. Lawrence Sims, more than breadcrumbs, Donald helped get the permit to march down Pennsylvania Avenue to Capitol Building. Exactly. Bridge, progressive ideas are what all people really want. It's the wording that makes them say no. Lo hablaste perfectamente. We are clamoring that President Joe Biden needs to send a lot more people and resources to deal with the crisis at the southern border. There's more kids coming, and that can be vetted, processed, and sent to Health and Human Services, creating a backlog. Yes, we want them to do that. Now I'm going to read the whole thing. Okay, all these so-called Christians would not be so if they met brown liberal Jesus today. It's funny because that is such a true statement as far as Jesus. Jesus was not a white guy. Jesus was actually a bronze kind of dark guy. I mean, he's from Africa after all. Egberto, in 2019, Biden proposed a $5 trillion infrastructure plan. If Biden realized neoliberalism will crash everything, he would have kept that amount after getting power. Actually, he has. Remember, this is an interesting game. Count $1.9 trillion in the rescue plan. $2.5 billion for the America, the jobs plan. That's really the infrastructure plan. And there's another $2 million in the human side of the infrastructure plan. There's a whole lot coming, okay? But it's broken down in such a manner that nobody says, I can't believe you've just thrown out a $5 trillion piece of legislation here. Even though we can afford it, okay? Biden is liberal. Bernie and Warren are progressives. Is a Nazi. I don't speak that way, Carl Cox, but I'll read your words. Carl Cox, LOL, but yes. Michael Rodney, Biden's doing it piecemeal. Eh? Well, I just showed it to you, my brother. The rescue plan, take a look at the rescue plan. The rescue plan is a lot more than just coronavirus. And, you know, the rescue plan, you know what they always say. Never let a crisis go to waste. And we have to do that. In a lot of ways, that's the only way we can actually get progressive policies passed. Because of the, well, I'm not going to go there. Anyhow, let me let you listen to Sister Psaki, Jen Psaki. Because where's Jen Psaki? Jen Psaki had a very interesting exchange on voter suppression with a reporter, and she really did it civilly, nicely, but she tore into him. Check it out.
And you've said, and some others said, that words matter. The bill actually standardizes voting hours by counties and adds Saturdays and Sundays voting, and it also allows extended hours from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So is there going to be a correction
issue? It standardizes the ending of voting every day at 5, right? It just gives options.
7 to 7 is what
it gives options to expand it, right? But it standardizes it at 5. It also makes it so that outside groups can't provide water or food to people in line, right? makes it more difficult to absentee vote. Are those things all correct?
Voting on the day of is 7 to 7, and early voting can standardize adding Saturday and Sunday. So my question is the tone going to change out of the White House?
The tone for a bill that limits voting access and makes it more difficult for people to engage in voting in Georgia?
No, that's actually not what the governor of Georgia has said.
Well, I think that is not based in fact, what the governor of Georgia has said. So, no, our tone is not changing. We have concerns about the specific components of the package, including the fact that it makes it harder and more difficult for people to vote by limiting absentee options, by making it not viable, not possible for people to provide water to people who are in line, by not standardizing longer hours. So if you're making it harder to vote, no, we don't support that.
Jen Psaki. I love this woman. I hope all her protégés, the women that are under her right now that haven't yet taken the podium, are listening closely to exactly how she answers. You don't have to lie. You don't have to do any of the things. For questions that you don't want to answer, you can spin truthfully. For questions you shouldn't answer, you spin truthfully. Now, when the reporter completely tries to take or create a narrative using the press conference to push a narrative, you immediately push back and you grind him into the ground civilly, nicely. In other words, she looks at him and says, are we supposed to change our tone while Americans are being savaged? She didn't have to raise her voice. She just had to say it. Am I supposed to appease those who are hurting other Americans? This woman is great. This is the best press. To put it bluntly, and I'm very serious about this. I've been watching press conferences for a very long time. I've been watching these guys go out there and talk to these reporters day in and day out. I have watched, even on the news shows, the Chuck Todds, the George Stephanopoulos, and all these other guys out there that have big jobs to question people or to be questioned. And there is no one that I've seen. And you know what? You're getting sliced with a million cuts and you don't even notice it. That is how good Jen Psaki is. Jen Psaki is intelligent. Jen Psaki listens. And Jen Psaki knows exactly where to wedge the answers. And in so doing, she's the most effective press secretary, in my humble opinion, ever that I've seen. All the others bloviate. All the others, even when they're spinning, many times they make no sense. Jen Psaki? That's my girl. She knows exactly what she's doing. And she does it effectively. Anyhow, moving on. Let's see. Actually, it's way time for me to say, hey guys, if you are on YouTube, please join our posse. Please go ahead and become members of our posse. To do that, just click on that join button. Click on that join button to become a part of our posse. Now, there's another way to do it. If you are on Instagram, if you are on Twitter, if you are on Facebook Live, if you are on Twitch, you can also still become a part of our YouTube posse by going to that link, which is politicsdoneright.com/YouTube. That is politicsdoneright.com/YouTube. You can also support us by getting our Politics Done Right, our PDR posse mug designed by Bridge MCP. How do you get that mug? You can get that mug simply by going to Politics Done Right. Well, let me give you the store. Here's the store, the link to the store to go ahead and get our cup. So please consider getting our cup. There is Bridge MCP sporting a cup. Linda E sporting a cup. I think we also have Norman Reynolds that is sporting a cup. And of course, Roberto Lewis bought them all. So that is how you can help us continue to put this message out. So again, if you are so kind, please go ahead and click that join button on YouTube to become a part of our PDR posse, the Politics Done Right posse, or go ahead and click on this link here, politicsdoneright.com/YouTube. There are many other ways to support the work that we do, which is to make sure we print between, we publish between 3 to 5 videos every day into the progressive space, and likewise 3 to 5 blogs every day in the progressive space, so that search engines can find the progressive response to much out there. When you don't have enough response, when people search different topics, voter suppression, when they search topics like a Biden tax bill or whatever, the right, because they have so many people that they pay to put false information out, a lot of times that's the data that gets out there. What we do, myself and many others around the country that's doing this kind of a work, what we do is we go out there and we populate the space with truthful videos, truthful blogs, truthful articles, and in my book as well, as you can see. So please go ahead and support us via Patreon. That is politicsdoneright.com/Patreon. That's another form of supporting us. politicsdoneright.com/Patreon. Patreon is spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Some ask, why do you always spell it? Because this is also a podcast that afterwards a lot of people listen to us on podcasts. So that is politicsdoneright.com/Patreon. You can also support us via politicsdoneright.com/PayPal. politicsdoneright.com/PayPal. That helps us put the message out. If you want to get rid of the middleman when you're purchasing, or cups when you're purchasing, or hoodies and all those other things, please go directly to our store, politicsdoneright.com/store, politicsdoneright.com/store. Now, that book that you see on the screen now, As It's Worth It, How to Talk to Your Right-Wing Relatives, Friends, and Neighbors, you can get it at Amazon at the link that I've just placed in the feed. That is my book that I printed late last year. It's Worth It, How to Talk to Your Right-Wing Relatives, Friends, and Neighbors. Please go ahead and get it at Amazon. If you want, again, to eliminate the middleman, you can always get it at our store. Let's see. Tom says, checking in from Brighton, Michigan. Too many red hats here. I read It's Worth It to help talk to conservative friends when it's safe to meet again over coffee without masks. Thank you. And talk to them. You know, all of us as human beings, we all want the same thing. I guarantee you that. So a lot of people you have a friend that says something that you feel is so stupid, and you go ahead and you say, oh no, I can't talk to him. You can talk to him. Don't talk to him about this stuff right away. Talk to him about his kids. Talk to him about their college. Talk to him about the debt that they'll have in college. Just talk. Don't try to convince him of anything. And in your conversations, you just start having these things about how do you intend to do that? Wouldn't it be nice if? Check out the book. I've had hundreds of those conversations. And what it turns out to be is, the bottom line is this. You don't expect anybody to come back and say, oh, I've seen the light. I have seen the light. I'm a changed person. I'm no longer a conservative. I'm no longer a Republican. I'm now a progressive. You won't ever get that. Well, actually, I've gotten a couple of those. I mean, I've gotten not more than a couple of those. And those are the ones that scared me to death. Because my problem is the following. If I'm able to convince you 100% like that, I'm not all that good. Somebody else can come and do the same thing. That's not the kind of transformation I'm looking for in people. That's not the kind of transformation that happened with me when I transformed into getting rid of all my isms. It took a while because I had to get it into the heart, and it takes a while. I don't want that person that when I talk to them, they're immediately transformed. I want to plant seeds that grow on their own, that as that person goes through their lived experiences, they go through their lived experiences with their kids, their lived experiences with their parents, their lived experiences with their friends, and that seed is planted, and something happens that they suddenly realize, based on that seed that's been planted, oh, I guess I need to look at it a different way. That is what real transformation is all about. Where it comes from within. You're not going to be transformed because I tell you something. You're going to be transformed because externalities may have planted seeds, and then you had the ability within your own mind to rationally change. Exactly. None of us are always right. You have to open your mind. And I'm not always right. You guys have seen me change opinion right here on the screen. Why? Because you have to make yourself, first of all, sufficiently vulnerable and to change. And that is how all of us become better people. Understanding that changing doesn't mean weakness. Changing doesn't mean what is the word that politicians like to use? Doesn't mean flip-flopping. Although you can be a flip-flopper, but all changes aren't flip-flopping. Some changes are, I really changed because I've had new input to create that change. So those are the kinds of things that I touch on in my book, It's Worth It, How to Talk to Your Right-Wing Relatives, Friends, and Neighbors. So consider getting it. Anyhow, before I go on to Tax the Rich, guess what? The MLB removed the All-Star game from Atlanta. It's no longer going to be in Georgia. And that is what we have to start doing. We have to start making sure that states that incorporate voter suppression, states that incorporate policies that hurt their people, we have to make them pay. Unfortunately, some of the residents in that state will also have to pay. But that is just like, you know, short-term pain for long-term gain. And we are going to have to do that in Texas as well. So let's get busy and make sure to let corporations know. Right now, it's amazing because the boycott has already begun. My wife this morning told me, hey, I've been getting bombarded on Facebook now. All these different clubs that she are in, it's starting to get geometric progression as far as don't shop at Home Depot, don't buy Delta tickets, and don't buy Coca-Cola products, don't buy, and you know, I'm a Latino, so we used to buy a lot of Goya. Goya has all those great black beans and yuca and platanos and platanitos and all those great products that Goya has. My daughter, I'm speaking to my daughter today. She's like, damn, Dad, when is this going to be over? And now I can't get my Goya. Because Goya was a supporter of Donald Trump's evil. So we decided to boycott Goya like millions of other people decided to boycott Goya because of his support for that which the insurrection and other, well, what we think is the insurrection and otherwise. We believe, my personal belief, is that absent these guys supporting the big lie, there would have been no insurrection. So what's happening now? My daughter says, no more Goya. And I tell you, we love the food. They have great food. Black beans, lima beans, yuca, platanos. Right. I mean, great products from Goya. But we're doing it no more. Anyhow, Tax the Rich. Here is the story. And let me go ahead and put that on the screen. The story, 55 U.S. corporate giants paid zero in federal taxes in 2020 thanks to gaping loopholes. We all know that, right? We've been hearing this for a while. But now that we are talking about infrastructure and we're saying we need to start collecting money for our infrastructure and we're going to tax them, the Republicans, you can't do that. You can't do that. For millions of ordinary people in the U.S., 2020 was a painful year in which loved ones and jobs were lost as a result of COVID-19 pandemic and its devastating economic repercussions. But for many of the country's major corporations, last year was a lucrative one. They profit inflicted on our pain, particularly if they were among the 55 companies that paid zero in federal income taxes on a combined $40 billion in profits. In other words, they stifled us from what should have been about $10 billion of profits, of taxes. Released Friday, the report is based on the Institute of Taxation and Economic Policy analysis of 2020 financial reports filed by the country's largest publicly traded corporation. Instead of paying collectively $8.5 billion in federal income taxes on last year's profits of $40.5 billion as mandated by the statutory 21%, the 55 companies exploited pre-existing loopholes and pandemic-related tax breaks to reduce their tax bills to zero. Acero. Not only did these corporations secure a zero tax liability, they received a collective $3.5 billion in rebates, bringing the total amount of lost federal revenue to $12 billion. And 26 of them haven't paid a dime for the past 3 years, a time period in which GOP's morally and economically obscene tax cuts for corporations and wealthy Americans have been in effect. Josh Groom, welcome aboard. That's a new person I saw. If I missed anybody else, welcome aboard. We should continue to call on policymakers to address the gaping corporate tax loopholes that make this kind of tax avoidance possible. But in a pandemic year when so many small businesses shuttered and millions of people lost their economic livelihoods, we should be asking bigger questions about a tax system so flawed that it asks next to nothing of profitable corporations that derive great benefit from our economy in good and bad economic times. You know, there are all kinds of theories that people put out there as far as why we don't want to tax corporations as much as we should. Oh, there's double taxation. Really? When you make your money and you go ahead and go to the store and you pay something, you're taxed twice, right? I mean, this double taxation argument was the biggest fraud I've ever seen. Every time there's a transaction, taxes are collected. Why should corporations be so special that they don't have that as well? Makes no sense. It was a great marketing thing that both Democrats and Republicans adopted. Double taxation, you know my you know what. But here's what gets me the most. Let's see, Egberto, do you know that Bowl of the Fifth is, I think that you will find him fascinated. No, I don't, but I'll look it up. But here's the deal, people. I want to talk to you about taxation. Why we need to sock it to rich people, why we need to sock it to corporations. And I don't mean that in a vile way. I mean it in a way that I call recovering that which was ill-gotten. Because it's important for you to understand. Let's look at something like the gas tax. People call it regressive because if you're driving... You know, we were talking about Buttigieg talking about the per mile tax. And there was somebody who intelligently said in the commentary, we've always had a per mile tax. A gas tax is a per mile tax because the amount of tax you pay is based on the amount of gas you put in your car. And the amount of gas you put in the car is based on the amount of miles you drive. Duh. You know, I should have thought about that when I talked about not having the gas tax or the mile tax. That person was very smart. He said, Egberto, we have always had a per mile tax. A gasoline tax is a per mile tax because the amount of gasoline you use is based on the amount of miles you drive. For which I say, no, we shouldn't have a gas tax either. What we should have is our roads built out of the general fund that everybody pays taxes for and that corporations and rich people pay a lot more for. You ask why? Let me tell you why. And it's not that difficult. And it's not all that hard to comprehend. Eric Hayes is still on the kick that he's supporting rich people who cares nothing about him. He says, they will stop investing and or take it elsewhere. The cartels are getting rich now. They have nowhere else to invest. When you understand where the power lies in this country, you would start to unenslave yourself, Eric Hayes. But right now, you are a slave to the wealthy. I tell you that as civilly as I can. your mind is so enslaved to the wealthy that you cannot really understand that they have you as one of their slaves, and you are, it's almost like the Munchausen's, Munchausen syndrome. Come on, folks, help me out. The Munchausen syndrome, the person who goes ahead and continues to defend the person who kidnapped them. Munchausen syndrome. Help me out, folks. Look it up for me. I know somebody's going to tell me what it is right now. Anyhow, so here's what the wealthy does. The wealthy depends on you to pay to get yourself educated. The wealthy, Munchausen by proxy, thank you, depend on you paying to build and use the roads. And Stockholm syndrome, thank you. Exactly, it's a Stockholm syndrome. Thank you, it's a Stockholm syndrome. The wealthy, Munchausen syndrome is the one that you make your kids sick. That's right. Stockholm syndrome, or rather, the wealthy wants you to educate yourself. They will loan you the money to educate yourself, charge you an interest on that money that you use to educate yourself so that you can go work for them and make them a profit as you pay them also the interest rate on the loan you took out to educate yourself for the education they need you to have to make them a profit. They want you to pay for the roads that you drive through every day to go to the job that makes them profit at all costs. You see, we don't explain these things in such a manner that Americans don't realize that the rich aren't doing anything for you. You know, when the rich goes and said, oh, I'm going to pay for the education of 400 doctors. Oh, clap, 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 clap. I'm so happy. But at the same time, that same guy who's paying for that 400 people to get their education, he is back doing gentrification in neighborhoods and getting rid of the wealth of millions of people to make his wealth. So he's taking away a bunch and giving back a little. Because we are so uneducated on what really happens in a capitalist society, it's all abstracted. When things are abstracted, you don't directly see how it is done. What Politics Done Right attempts to do is unabstract what we do. And the new book that I have coming out, I hope by the end of the month, was supposed to come out last year, but I had to put an intervening book, How to Make America Utopia. I explain a whole lot of that in the book. But folks, I just need you. We got to get out of here. But I really need you. I really need you to absorb this message, instantiate this message in your mind, and promote this message, both yourself as you also promote our videos, our blogs. And please support us by clicking that join button or going to politicsdoneright.com/politicsdoneright.com/YouTube. politicsdoneright.com/YouTube, or supporting us on Patreon by going to politicsdoneright.com/Patreon, or supporting us at PayPal by going to politicsdoneright.com/Patreon. Look, guys, love you all. I got to get out of here. My name is Egberto Willis. This is Politics Done Right, and you know how I end this, baby. I am what? Out. We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please. Join.